got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Every Thursday, the courtroom of Tim and Jess is a safe place for if we disagree about something, we can bring it to the courtroom. We get someone else, the first person to call through, Jess, to be the judge. Do you think it helps our friendship?
I think it definitely helps our friendship not arguing constantly.
Because we go, stop. Thursday.
Yes. We know that on a Thursday, doesn't matter what your opinion is, doesn't matter what my opinion is. It only matters what our judge's opinion is.
Let's jump into it.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Recess adjourned, and look, it's a very sensitive topic, it seems, from what just happened a few moments ago. In the courtroom today, can you eat food and drink at the supermarket while you haven't paid for it?
Yes.
Before you've checked out?
Yes.
Yes, please. Yummy, yummy.
I have full intention of paying for the items. I'm not going to sit there and, like, you know, hoe into a roast chicken or anything like that.
Oh, but you're so classy. Princess Diana, will I get out the red carpet for you?
If I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for, like, you know, maybe sometimes you could be three people deep in those checkout lines. Like, maybe I'll just grab a Freddo Frog off the checkout counter.
And eat the whole thing before.
Just have a nosh. And then put
Stop using the word nosh like it makes everything you're doing okay.
And put the wrapper on the conveyor belt.
Like a full empty wrapper.
And I'll usually like tell the person like, just had a little snack while I was waiting, and they'll just boop it, and then, you know, you got to make sure you don't rip the barcode, obviously.
Do you, yes or no question, does it feel wrong while you're doing it?
Yeah. It feels so wrong, it's right.
All right,
baby.
We'll become a criminal for all I care. Travis from Teesdale called through, first person to call through. That means they're our judge, Your Honour. Thank you very much. Now, how often are you going to the supermarket, Travis, before you give us your final verdict?
I go probably nearly every day, I reckon. Just call past and grab something fresh for dinner. Okay. Yeah,
nice.
Smart man. Now, I'm a bit worried because Jess is obviously very passionate about pre-stealing when she goes to the supermarket.
It's not pre-stealing.
But when it comes to eating food, drinking a drink before you've paid for it, specifically at the supermarket, Travis, how do you feel about it?
Nah, not on.
Oh, okay, Travis.
I had a feeling that you were going to be on Team Jess. I'm super, super happy. Tell us how you feel.
Oh, no, it's not that I don't agree with Jess. It's just that it's a couple of times you go there and you see a wrapper of something on a completely different aisle to where it was, and it's been eaten and it's left. Someone's just quickly hidden it, you know, in another little spot.
Those are those naughty people, Travis, that don't pay for it at the end of it.
Jess calls that Tuesday.
Yeah.
And she goes down and that's her MO.
No, I will always pay for it at the checkout. It's embarrassing, yes, I'll admit, but I will always pay for it.
Travis, I'm going to hand you the gavel so you can give your final ruling, your final verdict when it comes to eating and drinking before you've paid at the supermarket. Is it yes? Is it no?
It's a no.
It's a big no, Jess.
Oh, that's really changed my supermarket visits, hasn't it?
Well, I think you might be coming to the normal experience of not pre-stealing. Travis, Your Honour, we appreciate you being the judge today.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Apparently, allegedly, some young Australians, Generation Z, are being Americanized. And it's slipping into our pronunciations of words and changing the Australian accent.
It means that our Australian accent is evolving.
Yeah.
And it's evolving at a faster rate than ever before.
I was just saying to you in that song there, you see those videos of like people in the 70s and 80s and they're interviewing people on the road and they're like, how are you going? And it'll be like a gentleman or a woman and they'll be like, yes, it's fantastic and we're really enjoying this time, blah, blah. And then now it's like, it's evolved into this real... little spot. But one word in particular is doing the rounds at the moment that Generation Z apparently pronounce this word incorrectly. The word is...
news.
Apparently, Generation Z says it...
news.
It feels wrong.
It's that like real subtle difference of like you or ooh. Mm. News or news.
When I first got into radio 2013... I didn't realise that because I was like 20 at the time. I would say, yeah, in the news, blah, blah, blah. And then the teacher was like, no, 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 we don't say it that way. So I had like 3 months of speech pathology.
Really?
To focus on the news. Yeah. And then it got so ingrained in my brain that someone was like, oh, Tim, do you want to come for a drink after uni? And I was like, no. Like, yeah, I was so focusing on that end. Now, like, even when you said news, it sounds so wrong.
Apparently it's not even just that kind of a word. Yeah. It's subtle things like dropping the S from maths. So you know how you'd be like, all right, what have you got next? I've got maths next. Mm. Now they're just saying math, Gen Z.
Because in America it's math, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I like maths because there's more than one number. Yeah. Sorry to spoil your tea party today, but there's way more than one number. So it's maths. But then I have heard that it actually technically should be math.
Math, yeah.
Because you're adding the S for no sense whatsoever.
I feel like adding an S is a very Australian trait.
There's one that, can I give you something that, and I feel like I've spoken to you about this,
what?
Is how the word 100.
Oh, yes. I always say 100 and 100.
Yeah. It's like that show with Andy Lee.
Yeah.
The 100 with Andy Lee. I'm like, the 100.
The
one with Andy Lee, actually. It's actually not the 100, not cavemen. It's the 100.
Does your mum still call Woolworths Safeways?
Yeah, but I think that's different because that's what it used to be called.
No, no, it used to be called Safeway, not Safeways.
Oh, no, no, sorry. No, no, not Safeways. Sorry, Safeway, not Safeways.
Yeah.
But I know your family big into Safeways.
Yeah.
It's nice. Anyway, Lou in the newsroom coming up in the next 50 minutes on K-Rock 955, but not before Benny Rogers from Workdays. He's about to jump on the mic.
Bring us some news.
Bring us the news if we've been paying attention to it. Now I can't speak.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, you know that there's nothing the Tim and Jess show loves more than space.
Yeah, look, I would say we have like categories that we really like. Mm-hmm. Mysteries, mythical creatures, and yeah, space is probably one of my personal favourites. I know it's one of yours as well.
Right, up there.
And we like to bring it to people. Why, Jess?
Because space is everywhere.
We're all floating around on a giant rock in the middle of nothingness. So
Tim just pointed around the room.
Yeah, like everywhere. Space is everywhere, just like we are.
Tim, the sun has apparently...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, mate.
...developed a big old hole.
Yes.
20 times larger than the Earth. Just fathom that, because it's like it's such a small part of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's going to cause... maybe a bit of issues with your phone tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is like, if you're thinking the sun's quite far away, what? How's this going to affect me?
Do you ever, like, you know how you say, like, when we were leaving the Curlews Golf Club the other day, we were driving out and I could see the sun and it was setting, it was beautiful. And I'm like, the fact that I can feel the heat because of our atmosphere,
terrifying.
Even knowing how far away you are and how big you are, terrifying.
Yeah.
Awfully scary.
Well, Tim, this hole, 20 times bigger than the Earth.
Yeah. And that's so big, mind you.
It's now unleashing winds of 2.9 million kilometres towards Earth.
That's fast.
Which apparently is going to hit us Friday.
Okay, tomorrow.
Okay.
Cool.
So scientists are monitoring the situation to see if the winds are going to impact the Earth's magnetic fields and satellites. Because of think about how fast 2.9 million kilometres is.
Yeah. Think how
That's fast.
Think how fast your first Ford Focus could go. Times that by a million. And yeah, pretty much we're there. That's a lot, Jess.
So usually these are quite harmless, these big holes, and they occur near the sun's poles.
Yeah.
Holes near the poles, totally fine.
Yep.
Holes anywhere else, not ideal.
Honestly, it's like Neil deGrasse Tyson is in the studio. I feel so informed. So essentially, satellites could just get like a bit of a drive-by.
They might get a little shake.
Yeah, a bit of a breeze, just like the mailbox does.
I mean, who knows what kind of... Yep. I mean, satellites kind of control a lot of our things, Tim. So maybe even the radio is going to go down tomorrow.
No, K-Rock survives it all. If at the end, even like I watch a lot of apocalypse TV shows and movies, and like there's always a radio station where it's like, if you're hearing this message... someone's out there, it's okay. So I know K-Rock's going to be absolutely fine.
Yeah, usually when it gets to that part of the movie, I say to my boyfriend Akshay, see, I told you I'd survive the apocalypse.
Yeah, but look, you don't remember the passcode to get into the building, so I don't know if it'd specifically be you. But yes, in general, someone radio could save all of us.
Most likely, Tim.
Yes, well, even sometimes after not coming to work for a week, I forget the passcode. Yeah. So let's just hope if there is an apocalypse, it's within 6 days of us being in the building.
How did we get to apocalypse?
Yeah, big hole in the sun. Internet shaky tomorrow.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. The rag from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Tim, trending today is a very confusing one for me. I know we talked a little bit about supermarkets already today. When you look at the Woolies logo,
yeah,
what do you see?
A good deal.
Okay.
No. Initially, I saw the possibilities of it being a W.
Yep.
Also shaped like potentially an apple, potentially a pumpkin.
Well, yeah, this is what's trending right now. A lot of people are saying they've never noticed a pumpkin before. They always saw a lot of people saying, you know, it always looked like an apple to me. I always thought it was like an apple peel that was just shaped into the W shape for Woolworths. But
once you start looking at the layers of the white, not just the green, that's where you start seeing the pumpkin.
Yeah, and apparently it is supposed to be a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
I was reading that it was kind of like open for interpretation. But is it they're saying, yeah, it's a pumpkin?
I think it's based on
like a green pumpkin.
Yeah, an old logo that they had in the 1970s. Yeah. They wanted to kind of replicate that. And yeah, originally was a pumpkin.
Interesting. Because in New Zealand, they call Woolworths Countdown.
Countdown.
What do you mean? But then what is a Woolworth, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's probably, I bet you there's some really obvious answer that both of us are just straight over the top of our heads at the moment.
Why would I do research, Tim? Don't.
And even speaking of logos and their marketing power, there is another trending story about the McDonald's logo at the moment. Have you read?
No.
That the golden arches, people get so excited because it's like a woman's breasts. Like
that's
literally a story in the news today.
Stop it. It is not.
And I've never once gone to the fast food drive-thru and thought, you just never know. they might deliver.
When we first started at K-Rock, if anyone's ever wondering what the K in K-Rock stands for.
Don't worry. Whoa. No.
Are we not allowed to reveal this secret?
Absolutely not. What are you doing?
Okay. All right. I'll hush my little mouth.
I almost pressed the dumb button. I'd rather you swear. Hot dog.
I didn't realise it was that big a hot secret.
Yeah. That's why, like, they don't tell you what the 11 secret herbs and spices are.
I guess you'll never know.
Oh, my God. Almost had to fire you. I don't even have the power to do that.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, we're talking on 52232955.
Yeah.
What was banned from your school?
Because every generation has their own version of it. You and I were pretty similar age, so we had similar things being banned. Pokemon cards, Digimons, I think Game Boys, like all these things when they were brand new. Like imagine taking a Game Boy to school now. Like your phone
very popular.
Has 1,000 games on it. But back in grade two, it was the best thing
ever. I used to get my phone confiscated off me all the time in high school because I had a Motorola, one of those Motor Razors, the pink
phones?
ones, and I used to be able to like text under the table constantly get caught.
I didn't have enough credit to be texting people all day. I'd be like, geez, I've got 14 texts that I can do this month. And it'd always be to my friend to be like, hi.
You are showing your age.
25 cents. See you later. It's because Prime has just been banned. Mm-hmm. It's 2 days in, 3 days in after being released properly in Australia. It's a hydration drink that YouTubers have marketed and kids are loving it.
If you have a kid under the age of 15, they're probably begging you for it right now.
Caleb from Thompson's giving us a call on 52232955. Caleb, firstly, what was your Prime, I guess, era in school?
Maybe the mid 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Caleb, so similar age range to Jim and I.
Caleb, what was banned from school when you were there?
Tarzos.
Yeah.
See, I feel like I got the tail end of Tarzos. I never really got into it.
You know, so I had the full folder, and I remember them being banned at our school, Caleb, because kids were getting into, like, fisticuffs over, like, these, like, trade deals.
Because I always forget what Tarzos are.
They were, like, little plastic discs, and they had different characters on them.
Right, and so it was just like, I've got...
I believe they came in chips, I think.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they were Space Jam
from memory?
Yeah, Space Jam was, and they came in these little tubes that you could stack them in, and
yeah, I had like a display folder, like a coin collector,
right? Because it would be like, oh, I've got Bugs Bunny, you've got the Tassie Devil. Mm-hmm. I want to trade. Like,
oh,
no,
yeah,
man.
I've got three Tassie Devils, so you can have one of mine.
Right.
But I need a Tweety Bird.
Caleb, did you get into, as Jess very well described, fisticuffs when you were in school?
No.
Like, Tarzos? No. Wasn't that serious for you?
Not like yourself.
Okay. Well, Jess is a scrapper.
Yeah,
it's
I would
commonly
scrap.
Known. Well, Caleb, really appreciate your call. It's interesting. It's very fascinating, the different generations.
It can really age you.
We were talking to Benny Rogers from Workdays, and he's going to join us in the studio in a little bit for Have You Been Paying Attention, but on the radio. Literally marbles.
Yeah.
Were you born in the 40s, mate?
What do you mean?
He said marbles were huge in the late 80s.
So was disrespecting women. But come on. That wasn't banned from school.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.